you, Lord Christ.
One of the curious questions that came for me, and I don't know that it did for you, as you heard this gospel lesson today, was, I wonder why it is that Jesus could not do a mighty work in his own hometown. We see that he was there. The story goes, he was there. He came to preach the gospel. But they rejected him. They did not listen to him. And I ask myself the question, why didn't they? What was it about? Was it this message? Was it him himself? Why? Now, of course, I wasn't there, okay, so I don't really know. I wasn't there. But I have to surmise that something was going on with his audience that they did not hear his message and that they rejected him. Now, you and I, as we apply that lesson to our life, face that every day, don't we? We go out into the world and we attempt to talk with people about things that are important to us. Each and every one of us do the same. At least, my wife tells me that I think all married people say the same thing about their spouse. You never listen to me, and I say stuff and you don't hear me. Well, that's probably true for my wife. But anyway, we say things to people, and for whatever reason, they don't hear us. And maybe it's because they're not expecting something of value to come from our mouth. You think? I don't know. So I got to thinking, I said, you know, Jesus had this problem, and one of the things that draws me close to this particular message is that Jesus didn't get them all either. And I feel better about that. I don't know why. In my 30 years, every time I come to this lesson, I think, boy, I can really identify with Jesus in this deal. He tried hard, and he didn't get the message across. But then there goes on, it says, and then he went out and continued to send the message. And, of course, that's the main message, which is to continue to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth. Well, why didn't he? So I got to thinking of a contemporary way, because this is a rather contemporary group, to voice this. And just recently, how many of you all watched, or how many of you all know the name Susan Boyle? Anybody ever heard that name? Susan Boyle, yeah. You know, Susan Boyle had the same exact problem with a guy sitting at the desk. For those of you that don't know, there's on television, there's a thing called Britain's Got Talent. We had one called American's Got Talent. You remember that? Very talented young people would come, not necessarily young people, but would come and make efforts to win a contest. And Susan Boyle was one of the people who came to win the contest. And there was a dastardly guy that would sit there all the time that was so mean and nasty to people when they would come and sing or dance or whatever it is. You remember him? What's his name, do you remember? Simon. That's right. Simon. Simon Cowell. And Simon Cowell would just rip you apart and tell you your thing was terrible and, don't give up your day job. He'd do stuff like that. Do you know what I'm saying? And he would dash the dreams of people that would come before him. So here it is. And they tell me, according to this, I pulled it up on the internet, that on YouTube, did you know that 2.5 million hits on this particular piece in 72 hours when Simon saw Susan Boyle? Now, this is a picture of Susan Boyle. I got it for us today. And according to the information about her, she's 51 years old, and she's rather frumpy looking. In other words, she's not the bathing beauty, the tall, slender blonde, or whatever that they were expecting. And she walks up to on her stage, and when you see, they pan in on Simon. And Simon, who is a jerk, just, he goes, he has that expression, "Oh, not another 50-year-old frumpy woman." You know, he just goes like this, "Oh, no, no, no." And then she steps forward and belts out that first phrase of music. And if you'd seen his face, you would have just died. I really encourage you to go back to YouTube and see it. His mouth dropped to the table. I mean, he just couldn't believe what he was hearing. And then she went forward, of course, and gave her message, which was, "I can sing, Stoopy. I can sing. And no, I don't look like a singer, but I am a singer." And she sang. Now this I mean, of course, I said in the last, you know, I can understand why they weren't impressed. She looks more like, a lot like Bill French with a shave. You know, have you noticed that? Huh? Yeah, she does. A lot like Bill French. And by the way, I cleared that with him before I used his name in vain. But anyway, she was not a looker, but she had a message. Now let's apply it to the gospel today. So many times we are sent out into the world, aren't we? Just as was Jesus sent out into the world to bring a message. And the truth is, people look at us and judge us before they even get a chance to hear the message, don't they? They immediately, for whatever reason, either we're too old or too short or too funny or too whatever it is, too young. And for whatever reason, they turn it off, just like they did with Jesus. They said, "We know him. He's the carpenter's kid. I remember him. He's got sisters and brothers here." So they didn't hear the message. "He could do no mighty works," there it says in Scripture. Often that's true for us as well. They look at us and they don't realize that you have a Christian message, that you have a message about Jesus Christ that they need to hear. And don't you know, people, listen, church, these people that are out here are desperate for that message. They're desperate to hear about our Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, they wouldn't tell you that, but they are. They're waiting for the message. And then you stoopies, sometimes you don't even give it. And then there's the reverse of that, friends. Think about it. The reverse of that, why you think about little Susan Boyle, who didn't get a chance until she actually belted out that message. The other side of that coin is the people that you judge when you go to the supermarket and there stands a little person taking your money may have a message for you, or the person that's behind you in the automobile or in the super, wherever it is, you run into people. God places people in our path day after day after day, and we're not looking for the Christ in them. We all of a sudden somehow judge him. So I encourage you today to not do that and to think about it all week. Susan Boyle, can you imagine what a tragedy it would have been for her to keep her mouth shut when Simon went, "Oh no, not another frump." If she had walked off crushed with her heart crying, we would never have heard the message. That wonderful. If you heard her, you should listen to that voice. It's incredible. And the same is true about the message that Jesus has for you and Jesus has for me. It's incredible. It's an unbelievable message that will change your life and get you up and running. So friends, today, our message is that Jesus was rejected in his hometown, and he was. But when you go out down this driveway, think about it, and come to the end of the road, you're going to turn right or you're going to turn left, and you're headed for the mission field, we call it. The mission field is out there, and there's plenty of people that need to hear you, and there's plenty of you that need to hear people. So let us not make the mistake. Let us remember to bring the message and to receive the message as best we can, because Christ is sending it to you every day of your life, I promise. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.